Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. If you are what you eat, shouldn't you eat the best foods possible? The ones that give you the most bang for your health and wellness buck? Our next guest has a list of 7 superfoods to add to your diet. Nutrient-dense items from fruits and vegetables to proteins and grains, one for every day of the week.
Rachel Berman is a registered dietitian and health editor at About.com, where she provides users with practical, science-based information related to nutrition, weight loss, and health. She's also the author of 2 books in the popular For Dummies series, Boosting Your Metabolism and Mediterranean Diet.
Welcome to Take Care, Rachel.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, we are always looking at things to tinker with in terms of our diet. What's the latest trending thing? And I know, having eaten everything from macrobiotic to paleo, there are a lot of strange things out there. And some of them you have a hard time finding in the supermarket, like goji berries or wakame or kombucha tea. But you have come up with a list of 7 nutrient-dense food that everybody's heard of. They can be easily incorporated into the diet, and they taste good for the most part, I'll say. When we get to the tricky one, I'll ask you questions about how to prepare it. But what starts off our list of 7?
Well, I actually love what you said about having one per day. I think that that's a great way to ease into healthy habits, just to start small and take it easy. Too much can be overwhelming, right? So let's start with salmon. You may have heard that salmon is a dense source of omega-3 fatty acids, which can be good for heart health and reducing inflammation. And salmon's just something that's pretty easy to include in your diet. I'd say 2 or 3 times a week to have a fatty fish like salmon.
What about the controversy about wild caught versus farm raised? Actually, I don't know if it's a controversy, but I hear things that there are certain types of salmon that really are more beneficial. Does that matter when it comes to what's available in salmon for our health?
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about farmed versus wild caught. Farmed fish may have more contaminants because more, you know, are allowed by the FDA and the USDA than something that's wild caught. But something that we hear most frequently, I think, is mercury and the concern about mercury levels, especially in pregnant women and women of childbearing age. But a study came out in Environmental Health Perspectives that actually found only 7% of our mercury levels come from fish. So personally, I think that if you're incorporating it in on a regular basis, and the benefits are going to outweigh the risks in that regard.
All right, what about superfood number 2?
Blueberries are a really antioxidant-rich fruit. Any berries in general, but blueberries are really easily accessible. You can buy them frozen all year round. And when you freeze something like fruit, it's being frozen at the peak of its ripeness. So oftentimes people are like, oh, frozen's not as great as fresh. Typically it's better than fresh because it's not going through shipping and handling. That loses its nutrients. So you can have a full cup of blueberries for only about 83 calories and a good dose of fiber to help keep you full.
I have been adding half a cup of blueberries every day to, I don't want to ruin it. I just realized it's on the list. Anyway, what I realize is if you're going to have a hot cereal of some sort, it cools it down and then you can get out the door quicker. So, And the frozen, I didn't realize, but you're right. Frozen it has the same nutritional value and you can control it better and keep in your freezer longer. So no excuse not to add blueberries.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another superfood that you can easily store and doesn't really go bad so quickly is oats. So if you have something in your pantry like steel-cut oatmeal, even instant oatmeal without too much added, you know, sugar or preservatives, provides a really great dose of soluble fiber, which actually can help lower cholesterol. And that fiber is really beneficial for prevention of things like colon cancer and heart disease.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Rachel Berman, who's a registered dietitian and health editor about.com, about seven superfoods that you can easily incorporate into your regular diet, one for each day of the week, if you like, talking about oatmeal. Now, I do have oatmeal every morning, mainly because I've heard that it's very healthy. I once tried steel-cut oatmeal, and I know some people just take a packet of instant oatmeal. So I'm going to ask you, as the registered dietitian you are, is one of them healthier than the other? Because when you're eating for health, you might as well go to the thing that has the most nutrients and vitamins. So would you just go through the steel cut versus traditional versus instant?
So steel cuts will contain about twice as much of that soluble fiber, which is that heart-healthy fiber. I think it has about 8 grams in one cup, which is a really significant amount. But, you know, I'm a fan of being practical. So while of course, I want people to choose more nutrient-dense foods, it might taste a little different than what you're used to. So if you substitute, if you typically have something like cornflakes for breakfast and you're substituting something like instant oatmeal or, you know, a rolled oats, that will be better. That's an improvement. That's still adding some fiber and antioxidants. So that's a plus in my mind as well.
And it's funny because that's it. I put blueberries, frozen blueberries, in my oatmeal. But when I have it, I also want something that has a little more crunch to it, a little more substance. And that is the fourth item on our list of superfoods.
Oh, you add chopped walnuts?
Yeah, I do. Of course.
Oh, great, great. That's going to add your heart-healthy fat and a little bit of protein as well. So chopped nuts is a great addition, a great crunch, but they're also energy dense. They're going to, you know, give you a good amount of fat for a small portion. So I'd stick to about an ounce or less chopped up in your oatmeal every day. And that will also, you know, give you a good dose of antioxidants, which helps stave off disease.
We talk about walnuts, and I've heard that they are really healthy, but are they any healthier than other nuts, for instance, like pistachios? We hear almonds are also healthy.
Walnuts will have your greatest dose of the omega-3 fatty acid. Other nuts don't have as much as the walnuts. So if you're someone who shies away from fish or you're unable to eat it or, you know, you're vegan, walnuts provide a great source of omega-3 fatty acids to help with heart disease and reducing inflammation.
One of the foods on your seven list is yogurt. Now, we've heard so much about acidophilus and bacteria in your gut. Is that why you're citing yogurt as a healthy food to incorporate on a regular basis?
I am. I think probiotics are really important. You know, a lot of people have digestive issues, bloating, and they immediately think it's because of something that they need to eliminate from their diet. Oftentimes, we're not getting enough of those healthy bacteria cultures from something like yogurt. Also, yogurt is just very nutrient-dense. Vitamin D has a good amount of protein, other vitamins and minerals that are just vital for us.
See, I like the list because literally I have eaten a breakfast with blueberries, walnuts, oats, and yogurt all in one dish. And I add the yogurt because honestly I like a certain amount of protein in the morning. And so I have been going for the Greek yogurt, which has the higher protein. Is that a better choice or is yogurt of any type fine?
When we're talking about the probiotics, probably yogurt of any type is fine. But yes, you know, since, you know, Greek yogurt does have double the protein, it really will help keep you fuller longer. So if you're, you know, going a long time between breakfast and lunch and you want something to boost the protein of your breakfast, I definitely think that Greek yogurt's a good choice.
So we're talking about seven superfoods. We've talked about salmon, blueberries, oats, walnuts, and yogurt, and there are two left. Sweet potato is one of them, and we've heard that anything with that rich orange color has high amounts of beta carotene. Is that why sweet potatoes are on your list?
Yeah. Well, I love that vitamin A. Beta carotene turns into vitamin A, which is really important for eye health, and it's also a very powerful antioxidant. When I talk about antioxidant, I mean a nutrient that really can help destroy radicals in our body that might, you know, lead to diseases. So having foods rich in antioxidants is very important. Sweet potatoes are great. They're also a great source of fiber. So if you're looking for, you know, a starch addition to your dinner, instead of having, you know, a roll, a dinner roll, or, you know, just a serving of rice or pasta, sweet potato can actually be a great substitute.
All right. The final item is probably the one that's least familiar to our listeners. And I must admit, I used to belong to one of those community supported agriculture groups. And I kept finding this in my farm box, kale. Not everybody likes kale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how should we be preparing it?
Well, 2013 was really the year of kale. It became very popular. And, you know, I understand there's a taste to kale. It's kind of like a strong flavor that you might not find in other leafy greens. But if you do something, and this is a little trick, if you massage the kale, right, with your hands before you're putting it into a salad or mixing it into a vegetable dish, you put some lemon juice on it or some vinegar, and you basically massage the kale, you're going to make it a little more digestible. It's going to impact the taste and the flavor of the kale. And I know that this works really well with kids, too, to get them to eat their kale. You just massage it a little bit ahead of time.
Kale chips are something that I was introduced to. Spray a little olive oil, throw them in the oven, and bake them. Are we okay with kale chips? They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great substitute. It's like, you know, instead of potato chip, all these vegetable chips started coming out, and kale really led the pack on that. And it's giving you a lot of nutrients. I'm a big fan of that snack.
All right.
Good job.
To review, salmon, blueberries, oats, walnuts, yogurt, sweet potato, and kale. 7 superfoods from Rachel Berman, a registered dietitian and health editor at About.com. And she's also the author of 2 books in the Popular for Dummies series, Boosting Your Metabolism and Mediterranean Diet. Thank you, Rachel, for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
For more on these superfoods and Rachel Berman, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org.
On next week's show, what's black and white and found on every packaged food item sold in the U.S.? We tear into the nutrition facts label and talk to a public policy expert about who determines label standards and the upcoming changes that have been proposed.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.